For the Sunday within the octave of Christmas, the epistle is taken from Galatians chapter 4. Brethren, as long as the heir is a child, he differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed by the Father. So we also, when we were children, were serving under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, that he might redeem them who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Therefore now he is not a servant, but a son, and if a son, an heir also through God. The Gospel is taken from Luke chapter 2. At that time, Joseph and Mary, the mother of Jesus, were wondering at those things which were spoken concerning him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, Behold, this child is set up for the fall and for the resurrection of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be contradicted. And thy own soul a sword shall pierce, that out of many hearts thoughts may be revealed. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Aser. She was far advanced in years and had lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow until 84 years, who departed not from the temple by fasting and prayers, serving night and day. Now she at the same hour, coming in, confessed to the Lord and spoke of him to all that looked for the redemption of Israel. And after they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own city of Nazareth. And the child grew and waxed strong, full of wisdom, and the grace of God was in him. Thus are the words of the Holy Gospel. For the crusade of the Rosary, we only have a few months left, so please be very generous in your prayers so that we can ensure that Our Lady will have under her queenship Russia, so that the errors of that country will stop being spread. So let us try to enhance our devotion to the Rosary. Turn in your treasure sheets, your tallies, so that we can compute the numbers which we are trying to reach, 12 million. For those who are new to this idea, 12 million rosaries are to be presented to the Holy Father in March. So please be generous there. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. During this time of activity, this Christmas season, let us try to concentrate on the essentials. Too often and too easy is it to get distracted amongst the commotion of the world, the material activities, the season, and we lack the spirit of the season, therefore lacking the fruit that it gives. It is too easy to go by this Christmas season and miss the fruit. Because in any family, in any life, there is so much to do. So in keeping this in mind and knowing that it is a reoccurring factor, something that happens unless we put a stop to it, we must focus on this virtue of simplicity. This virtue by which we focus on what is essential, put away what is accidental, therefore to gain what is from the essential spirit. And what that does is it strengthens the soul in order for you to continue, for you to do what is accidental because you are strong. Because what happens in itself when we are distracted amongst the activities of this season, we do nothing. We do nothing well because we have no strength. And there are so many gifts that are being offered to us this season. Let us try to reap these fruits so that we can continue into this new year with a strength that will be able to perform many virtues. So let us consider this one aspect of, unless you be as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. These are the words of St. Matthew, and they can be applied to many areas of life. But even now as we focus on the simplicity of this season, for it is very simple. It is a matter of charity. Our Lord in the manger is a child, but God. He who is going to come and redeem the world, but he's coming presented as a child, one who has nothing that he can do himself. A child is so dependent upon his parents for food, for clothing, for education. But we see in this child Almighty God, the one who has created each and every soul here today. So we take that simplicity of God himself, he who has to control the whole world. He has to worry about every action of his creatures. But what he does is he comes into a manger in Bethlehem in peace, in quiet. That is what we want to take to ourselves and keep. Keep that virtue of simplicity by which we can express charity. Because, again, if we become strong in our soul by this virtue, we will be able to do many things for the good of souls. So we see today a very external sign, children. The Crusaders here in front of us. What do they do? How do they exemplify simplicity? For we know that it is by that virtue of simplicity we will get to heaven. And we use St. Matthew's Gospel as a way to try to illustrate that. Unless we be as little children, we cannot enter heaven. However, these children will not stay children in the physical realm. The others, the adults in the parish, you were not children any longer. However, this phrase of St. Matthew's Gospel stays the same. It is because we must be childlike in spirit. And that is the aspect of the crusade, of the Eucharistic crusade, is to have a childlike spirit by what means? The means that the crusade takes for that childlike spirit is Holy Communion. Holy Communion is that food of the soul which will enhance your fervor, your desire, your virtue, so that you can be childlike in spirit and get to your eternal destiny in heaven. It is said that the Crusader is like Christ himself. Why is that said? It is because in their morning offering that they say every day, that every one of us should say every day, they unite their sacrifices to the sacrifice of our Lord himself on the cross. Our Lord offers himself as a sacrifice. The Crusaders offer their lives as a sacrifice in the way that they can. And then, by focusing on this communion, Eucharistic crusade, that is the communion crusade, they focus on one aspect of their life, They put away the distractions of the world so that they can be strong in spirit. This is the example we have before us. Let us take it to heart. For these children are simple. It is a quality of a child. These children, if they are simple, they will get to heaven. This simplicity of heart of a child should be with all of us by the focusing on the essentials. We may take one essential, that is the communion. If we but every day focused on receiving our Lord in Holy Communion, thanking God for that communion in the afternoon, in the evening preparing for the communion of the next day, it's a constant cycle. Our focus is one. Our strength will be much. Our life will be eternal because of that simplicity. So let us try to take this occasion in which the Crusaders are going to make a step in their life to try to ask for the graces they need to sanctify their soul. Let us also try to take that example for our individual selves and see how we can focus on communion. Some of us receive Holy Communion every day. But are we really receiving the fruits of the sacrament, having not the distractions of the world? That's something to consider. God offers us food every day. Do we nourish ourselves with that? Let us see. Let us see for ourselves what we do. And then again, looking at the Eucharistic Crusade, they have four things to do. They must pray. They must sacrifice. They must receive Holy Communion, and they must perform their apostolate. Four things which seem a lot. And if they work on all four of those individually, they will not accomplish one. But if they focus on one, taking that, strengthening themselves, they will in consequence fulfill all four. Because it is the will of God, because it is a natural consequence that if you are strong, you can fulfill other things. But if you divide your strengths amongst many things, you can do nothing, nothing well. So the Crusaders take at heart to receive Holy Communion very worthily every time you have the chance. Because by receiving Holy Communion in a worthy manner, you will be able to pray, to sacrifice, and to perform your apostolate with great fervor, with great joy, with great happiness. So let us take as the example for us King David. Before he became king, we know very well the confrontation between him and Goliath. A child, one of these young boys here, going in conflict with the giants of the world. With what did he take for his ammunition? But a stone and a sling. These children, what do they take for their ammunition but prayer, sacrifice, and Holy Communion? They're going against a giant, going against the world. But as King David conquered Goliath with a throw of a stone, but seemed impossible. So the children will conquer the world by their prayers, sacrifices, and Holy Communion, because of the confidence they have in God. They are worthless in themselves, so are we. King David is worthless in himself unless he puts his confidence in God. So we see that in history. History repeats itself. These are the Davids of today's world. Goliath is the world, the flesh, and the devil. The world can be conquered if we but focus on one aspect of our spiritual life, keep our resolutions. Advent has passed. Our resolutions have not passed. You take a resolution for the good of your soul. The time of penance has passed, yes. But the time of your resolution to keep yourself on the straight and narrow towards heaven will never pass. Therefore, today, try to rekindle your resolutions, if they can be contained, and try to emphasize simplicity. Focus on one thing, and continue on for day in and day out. By doing this, we will become strong. We will be able to gain virtue in our soul so that we can regain that crown of glory waiting for us in heaven. Let us go to the Blessed Virgin Mary, she who right now holds in her arms the blessed child Jesus. She will not let a moment pass without keeping him in sight. So for us, let us not a moment pass without considering Holy Communion, considering the child Jesus. If we do this, we will be strong. If we do this, we will be saints. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.